Welcome into another edition of Checkoff Chats. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Checkoff Chats brought to you as a courtesy of our friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales, supporting the livestock community since 1922. Find out more about their business model and how they're helping the community at equitycoop.com. I had a chance to jump in the truck, travel up to Chilton, Wisconsin. Right now, the Wisconsin Beef Council is looking for applicants to be part of the second Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. This is a collaborative effort between the Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, designed to train future champions of Wisconsin's cattle industry. And that's why I headed to River's Edge Farms, just outside of Chilton, to visit with Jared Geiser. Now, Jared is a member of the first inaugural class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. We sat in my truck and talked a little bit about the farming operation that he helps oversee with his dad, Lucas, and why he hopes others are looking to be involved with the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute.
Sure, Pam. So we're a century farm. We've been here since 1921. Our farm has transitioned from a dairy operation to a fully cow-calf and cash crop operation. We finish our own steers and direct market those locally in our local community, as well as sell some seed stock, Sim Angus, bulls and heifers throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Excellent, excellent. Now, the reason we're talking to Jared is he is a recent graduate within the past 12 months of the first Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute training program. Now, first, tell me what intrigued you. You're a busy young man. You work not only on the farm with Dad, but off the farm as well. What intrigued you to put a application in for the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute?
Yeah, the initial application was really interesting, right? It's a very diverse, multiple skill sets, multiple exposures to different facets of the beef industry that, you know, I don't see on a day-to-day basis, right? We're very busy on the farm, but this industry is really big. There's a lot of people involved, and there's a lot of different facets, a lot of different ways to spin this.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many different ways that you can help the industry, not just by producing, but really the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute is about your voice to the non-farm public.
Yeah, and that's a big takeaway I got from the program, right? We all talk about, you know, radio programs like this, about getting the community involved, but we're all individuals. We all have different perspectives on the industry. We all have our own stories to share. So it was a little bit of a motivation of, hey, I want to share my own story, but I don't necessarily know how to do that.
Yeah.
This was a really great program and really, really motivated me to do that more.
Well, and I was laughing when I pulled in the yard because I've been to this farm before. Dad Luke has been very engaging with the general public, inviting people to the farm to learn a little bit more about animal care, etc. So you've seen some of that demonstrated.
Yeah, we've definitely seen some of that demonstrated. Like I said, I've got some great examples to learn from and in the past, but we've kind of taken it another step farther, right? We're really engaged on social media now. We actually hosted a social media influencer event this year through Wisconsin Beef Council. You know, we had about 15 social media influencers, if you will, that we hosted a dinner on the farm and talked about our beef production cycle, talked about the beef industry. And that base has about 48,000 followers. So it's really kind of this multiplier effect, right? Of, hey, we take one step and talk about our story and it multiplies and multiplies. That's the really exciting thing that can come from a program like this.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking about the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. They are now accepting applications until February 15th, go to beeftips.com or also wisconsincattlemen.com. This is a collaborative effort between the Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. They put it together basically to train future leaders in Wisconsin's cattle industry. Now, remember, the beef checkoff is funded by your checkoff dollars, the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, completely separate. Now, like we said, Jared, you've been through this program and you understand the delineation on those lines, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Wisconsin Beef Council, like you said, is that producer led. It's a nonprofit organization using those $1 per head checkoff dollars to fund beef promotion. Half of those dollars go to the national organization as national projects, as well as 50 cents of every dollar stays in the state to run programs like this.
Yes.
Right. Talk about engaging our public, building beef demand for those producers in Wisconsin and really engaging our public. Wisconsin Cattlemen's is a grassroots producer volunteer organization that really focuses more on the local, regional, and national politics, lobbying for the future of the beef industry and discussing those things, meeting with legislators to really kind of push our industry forward.
Tell me a little bit more about what you did as part of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. As you mentioned, just recently hosting influencers, what was the coursework like, Jared, and what kind of resonated with you as you were going through?
Yeah. So they broke it up into four. It's four segments, and this upcoming program is about the same. The first one is really finding your voice. It's a national training with Wisconsin, or with National Cattlemen's, really diving into your strengths and talents and talking about, hey, those public speaking techniques. Hey, have you thought about these techniques? At that same point, we toured the new UW-Madison Meat Science Lab. You know, again, talking about the different segments of the industry. Hey, maybe we're a beef producer. We really haven't gotten into the processing industry. Mm-hmm. And actually the real fun one there was engaging in media training, right? How do we have a conversation like this, right? Not everybody's as easy to talk to as you, Pam. But it's kind of fun to be able to say, hey, how do I make sure that my point is let across and do that clearly? The second one was, you know, really engaging with Wisconsin Cattlemen's Summer Tour as really a networking event, touring some other operations, looking at, hey, maybe this is a different way to do things, and just networking with producers across the state. The third session is actually advocating for Wisconsin agriculture with Wisconsin Cattlemen's leading that one. You know, I, as a young producer, I really never would have thought I would have spent a day in the state capitol sitting across the desk from our legislators, right? That's just not something I would have thought about. Yeah. But was actually really fun, really engaging, right? The people that we vote for that are working for us truly are, and to be able to have those high-level discussions and even talk about, hey, life on the farm isn't always great, but thank you guys for doing the work, and here's how you can help us, was really, really interesting. As well as the final session in February is the annual meeting with Wisconsin Cattlemen's, and that's ultimately the graduation, again, a networking piece there.
Yeah. You know, again, we're talking with Jared Geiser just outside of Chilton River Edge Farms. He is a graduate of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute, their inaugural class. Now they're looking for the second group of participants. And one thing you touched on, Jared, is you don't have to be an expert. That's kind of the reason for the Leadership Institute. Don't be intimidated by, I've never done an interview. Don't be intimidated by, I've never been at the state capitol. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, we're looking for somebody that's, you know, at least 18 and has a beef or dairy background. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to be living on a working farm. It can be allied industries. It can be, you know, really anything. We had a really diverse group of people in the first class, and it was really good to be able to share experiences, talk about, oh, this is my perspective on the industry, or here's where I think I fit, mm-hmm. and to be able to debate some of those things and ultimately talk about, hey, we're all on the same team. We're all looking to grow and promote the beef industry. Mm-hmm. How can we do that more?
Well, and the other aspect of this is that the Wisconsin Beef Council would like you to become a master of beef advocacy. The title is a little intimidating, but really, it's, again, just to help you flex what you probably already know.
Yeah, it's really just an organized format, right? We all talk about these things. It's an online self-guided program. There's really five key components to it, right? It's the beef community, talking about this whole life cycle. What are all these parts involved? Raising cattle on grass, right? That first step in the beef mm-hmm. beef supply chain, right? Those calves on coming out of the cow, and what does that first couple months look like? Ultimately, moving to the feed yard, what's the feeding industry like? What are the parts involved? How do we turn cattle from beef, right? That processing industry, a huge part of making everyday beef consumption possible. And then ultimately, it's beef, it's what's for dinner, right? It's the cooking and choosing those right cuts and the importance and the role of beef in a healthy diet.
Right. And like we said, application deadline's February 15th. If you want to try to attain that Master of Beef Advocacy, you probably want to get on the paperwork a little bit quicker just because it takes some turnaround on your login for information. You'll always find it at beeftips.com or wisconsincattleman.com. We're talking about the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute, a collaborative event that happens throughout the course of the year between the Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Now in the rearview mirror, Jared, how many times in a week, in a month, in a day are you finding yourself called back to some of the points that were made during the Leadership Institute?
You know, I'm not going to say it's been a full lifestyle shift, but it just changes my perspective a little bit on some of the things we think about and just the willingness and openness, you know, to even do an interview like this.
Yeah.
You know, this is I'm not going to say it's becoming common, but it's just flexible, right?
Yeah.
That you're willing to be able to have these conversations. You know, something as, you know, we're coming off the holidays. Mm-hmm. Hey, I had to talk about why your beef in the grocery store is just as good for you as beef that you're buying from a local producer.
Yeah.
You know, just to be able to engage in some of those conversations and really feel like you have the facts, the information, can convey your message clearly has been great.
Well, you mentioned you hosted influencers on the farm, but part of this is also enhancing or encouraging more of your personal social media outreach across, my goodness, so many different platforms these days.
Yeah, so we're active on Facebook and Instagram, but like you say, the world is wide open. There's so many people looking for answers, for content. It's amazing. You know, just some of the simple posts we talk about of, hey, it's calving season. You know, what does that look like for us? We turn cows out on grass. What does that look like? Oh, it's that transition time. We're taking our steers, you know, this week from going on a fully foraged diet to starting to introduce some concentrates to get them up onto that finishing ration, ultimately to make a high quality finished beef product.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how many conversations we can just have and the things that, hey, we take this stuff for granted, but the general public, they want to know.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Unfortunately, good guys like Jared Geiser, graduate of the inaugural class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute, are ready to answer their questions. What about you? Applications are now being accepted for the second Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. You can find details online at beeftips.com and wisconsincattleman.com. Application deadline, February 15th, with training beginning in April of 2025, graduating at the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association Winter Conference in 2026. Again, application deadline, February 15th. Go to beeftips.com and wisconsincattlemen.com for more details. This Checkoff Chat brought to you courtesy of our friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales, supporting the livestock community since 1992. Visit them at equitycoop.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.